Another very important paper that was presented by your group at this meeting was the switching study that Jacques presented. Can you review that?
Well, what we did was, and this is a combined analysis of an Austrian and a German trial, overall encompassing 3,200 patients. And it was a comparison of switching after 2 years to anastrozole as compared to keeping patients on tamoxifen for 5 years in the adjuvant postmenopausal receptor positive setting. It's a very clean study because it's 100% receptor positivity in the trial, and there is a 40% reduction in the risk of relapse for those who are switched as compared to those who are maintained on tamoxifen, meeting even our stopping boundaries. So we are currently discussing how to deal with that. We have to inform patients, of course, about this, and we might either close the trial or at least amend it in some way.
What was seen in terms of side effects and toxicity?
In terms of side effects and toxicity, we have observed what basically all the aromatase inhibitor trials have seen. In terms of gynecological side effects, there is a benefit for the aromatase inhibitor. But again, of course, we also see more fractures in that trial group as compared to the tamoxifen group. If I could just comment on a specific point, which is different from the other trials. For example, in the ATTACC trial, a significant proportion of the difference comes from local regional recurrence. And in our trial, switching is most effective in terms of preventing distant metastasis, which is very interesting because there is not a very good explanation for that. On the other hand, it's suggesting that there might be a later survival benefit if we keep the trial alive somehow and keep following those patients. So it's very exciting anyway.